Welcome to Global Heroes. In today's article, we will discuss fresh and flavorful farm-to-fork autumn recipes. Fertilizer is an important input that feeds crops so they can reach their yield potential. Just like houseplants and the vegetables you grow in your garden, dry beans and other field crops need to be fed. Through soil testing, farmers ensure they are applying the exact amount of fertilizer needed for the crops to flourish and produce high yields. Farmers have been able to reduce their need for fertilizer over the years through crop rotation, cover crops, e.g., growing nitrogen-producing cover crops before corn, and by adding alternative sources of nutrients like livestock manure. Unfortunately, there is not enough manure from animals to meet the demand of all the crops being grown in Ontario, and nutrients aren't as measurable in manure as they can be with commercial fertilizers. You may have heard reports in the news about Ontario farmers' dilemma regarding fertilizer purchased from Russia before the onset of the war with Ukraine. Russia is the world's number one exporter of nitrogen fertilizer and the second largest in phosphorus and potassium fertilizers. At first, it wasn't certain the needed supply of fertilizer ordered well before the war started would make it here. Thankfully, it did arrive, but it came with a 35% tariff, which was meant to be punitive against Russia. Russia didn't even notice, but Ontario farmers sure did. The cost of fertilizer had already doubled, and in some cases tripled, over the last couple of years. These costs have significantly impacted Ontario farmers' ability to compete in the world market. Ontario exports 90% of its bean crop, and the tariff will give a competitive advantage to the U.S. and other countries over Ontario farmers. No other G7 country has applied a tariff to fertilizer. Additionally, this increases the cost of food during a high inflationary period. What can be done? Farmers would like to compete on an even playing field and have the tariffs removed like other countries. Alternatively, our government could support the development of domestic fertilizer production, which would be a huge win for farmers and Canada's food security. We shouldn't have to rely on other countries for the inputs needed to produce food here, and we will always need fertilizer. Make your meals better with beans. Zuppa Toscana. This fall recipe is a classic creamy Tuscan soup made with Italian sausage, potatoes, kale, and beans is the perfect weeknight meal and is chock full of healthy nutrients. Servings, 6 to 1/4 cups per serving, prep time, 15 minutes cook time, 35 minutes. Ingredients: 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters canola oil. For hot Italian sausages, casings removed. 1 small sweet onion, diced. 3 cloves garlic, minced. 1 teaspoon, 5 milliliters, red pepper flakes. 4 cups, 1 L, sodium-reduced chicken broth. 2 cups, 500 milliliters, water. 3 medium white potatoes, cut into 1/2 inch, 1.25 centimeters, cubes. 1 540 milliliters, canned Romano beans, drained and rinsed. 1 bunch kale, roughly chopped. 1 cup, 250 milliliters, heavy cream, 35%. Optional, sour cream. Directions: in a large Dutch oven or pot, heat oil over medium-high heat. Add sausage and cook, breaking up with spatula, approximately 5 minutes or until browned. Add onion, garlic and red pepper flakes, cook 5 minutes, stirring often. Add broth, water and potatoes. Bring to boil, reduce heat, cover and simmer for 10 minutes. Add beans and kale and cook until wilted, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in heavy cream. Ladle into bowls and serve with a dollop of sour cream if desired. Tips: can't handle the heat? Omit the red pepper flakes. Use no salt added Romano beans to further lower sodium content. Use 2% or 3.25% milk in place of heavy cream to lower the fat content. Cooked, stewed, or blended, beans add fiber and great taste to everyday meals. Learn more about this amazing superfood and find heart-healthy recipes at ontariobeans.on.ca. Mushrooms make meals better. Nutrient-rich and easy to cook, Fungi have been loved for centuries for their great taste and excellent health benefits. Mushrooms are packed with a ton of essential vitamins and minerals, including B vitamins such as niacin, riboflavin, and pantothenic acid, which provide energy by helping break down proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. They are also a great source of minerals like selenium, copper, and potassium, and are the only source of vitamin D in the produce aisle. Mushrooms are almost always readily available in the produce section of any grocery or health food store, making them an accessible and inexpensive option for mealtimes. As well, the meaty texture of mushrooms makes them an excellent protein replacement for vegan and vegetarian recipes, like this savory stuffed squash recipe that will be a welcome addition to your autumn dinner table. Mushroom, apple, and walnut stuffed acorn squash. This fall recipe with savory stuffed squash is an easy accompaniment to a festive meal or casual weeknight dinner. The meaty mushrooms add beautiful texture to the stuffing, while the apples add a layer of tartness and bite. Servings, 4 prep time, 10 minutes cook time, 45 minutes. A fall recipe, mushroom, apple, and walnut stuffed acorn squash, copyright courtesy of Mushrooms Canada. Ingredients. For small medium sized, acorn squash, seeded, cut in half lengthwise. Salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons. 30 milliliters, olive oil. 8 ounces, 227 g, fresh mixed mushrooms, portobello, shiitake, oyster, coarsely chopped. 2 celery stalks, thinly diced. 2 locally grown apples, asterisk, peeled and finely diced. 3 tablespoons. 45 milliliters, butter. 1 tablespoon. 15 milliliters, fresh sage leaves, finely chopped. 1 cup, 250 milliliters, vegetable stock. 1/2 cup, 125 milliliters, walnuts, roughly chopped. 1 small loaf of day-old sourdough Oregon French bread, cut into 1/4 inch cubes, approximately 5 cups. Directions. Preheat oven to 350°F/175°C. Cut acorn squash in half lengthwise. Remove the seeds. Season the inside with salt and pepper. Place cut side down on a baking sheet lined with parchment. Bake for about 30 minutes or until soft. Meanwhile, in a large saucepan, heat olive oil. Add mushrooms and sauté for 3 to 4 minutes. Add celery and continue to sauté for 5 minutes. Lower heat and add apples. Continue to cook until apples become tender, about 5 minutes. To the pan, add butter, sage, and vegetable stock. Heat just until butter is melted. Remove from heat and allow to cool. Place chopped walnuts and diced bread in a large bowl. Pour warm vegetable stock mixture over bread. Using your hands, toss the bread until it is well coated and most of the stock is absorbed. Remove squash from oven and turn it cut side up. Divide the stuffing among each squash in half. Spoon the stuffing into the cavity of each squash until filled. Return to 350°F/175°C oven and bake until stuffing is golden brown, approximately 15 to 20 minutes. Serve hot alongside a festive ham or with a weeknight roast chicken. Asterisk tip: use Ontario Iderhead, Golden Delicious, Honeycrisp, or Empire apples. We know there's a lot of pressure on you at mealtimes. They need to be quick, nutritious, and delicious. Head to mushrooms.ca to learn more about how mushrooms can make your meals better. Thank you for being with us at Global Heroes. Follow us at globalheroes.com for more positive news.